We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Spiritual Terrorism, Guard Your Heart. Today's meditation was written by Ikechukwu Mpama. We shall take our Bible reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, and keep watch over your heart with all care, so you will have life. I have just read from the Bible in basic English. The media is a powerful tool. Today, our eyes, ears, and minds are being inundated with all manner of reports, news, gossip, and opinions that can cripple the faith of the unsuspecting. Marriage is one of its major casualties. Every single marriage gone wrong is plastered across our TV screens, mobile phones, and newspapers. Every minister of the gospel whose marriage faces turbulence receives such media attention that one can subconsciously begin to accept that picture as the general truth about marriages. The media focuses heavily on the wrong examples and displays deliberate amnesia toward the many marriages going right. It is a subtle act of terror, using a few celebrated failures to inspire fear, despair, and hopelessness in the hearts of many. It conveniently neglects to mention that for every high-profile marriage that breaks down, there are dozens more going according to God's pattern. But even the statistics are not the determining factor. What if, hypothetically, the statistics tilted against marriages that still stand firm? Would that change anything? Emphatically, no. Even if there exists only one marriage walking in conformity with God's standard, we look to Jesus for light and draw encouragement from that single righteous example. That is the way of faith. Marriage is not the only target of this spiritual, psychological warfare. Ministers of the gospel, giving, sexual purity, integrity, and holy living are all under attack. Whatever the case may be, Isaiah 8:12 offers valuable counsel. Do not say conspiracy every time these people say the word. Don't be afraid of what scares them. Don't be terrified. The next verse instructs us to fear the Lord instead. Do not be afraid or ashamed to live God's way, to approach marriage God's way, to give, to stay pure, to walk in righteousness. Guard your ears, guard your eyes, guard your associations. Fill yourself with God's word and watch His word shape your reality. Prayer. Lord, help me guard my heart with all diligence and live a fruitful life. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 120 to 121. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.